Welcome. This is the Gospel Music Buffet. It's being rebroadcast on WIHE LP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky. That's a part of Wesley Communications. We always start the show with this song, and we're going to try to praise the Lord this evening. Here are the Imperials.
Satan's manifested scheme, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears. Don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Himself, we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, so the work's already done.
Living by faith in Jesus our God.
quite a group of talented people there. That's Squire Parsons, Devin McGlamory, let's see, Sherry Easter, and Charlotte Ritchie singing Living by Faith. This is the Gospel Music Buffet. It's being rebroadcast on WIHE-LP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky. That's a part of Wesley Communications. And I've already got some people tuning in, and I want to do a shout out and a big God bless you to Kathy Parker and her feline children, Willie and Waylon, listening down in Brighton, Tennessee. And let's see who else we have. Oh, Brother Claude Davis. Now, Brother Claude Davis is in the hospital. He's at a VA hospital. He's got pneumonia. And, of course, we've got him on our prayer list, and please keep him on yours. But he's listening today. Hey, Brother Claude. God bless you, brother. And Judy Merritt is listening from Somerset, Kentucky. And let's see, who else do I have here? God bless you, Judy. And Stephanie Preston has just arrived and listening from Clinton, Mississippi. Here's Sandy Patty, Near to the Heart of God. That's Sandy Patty. Near to the Heart of God and Sweet Hour of Prayer medley. Here's Brother Claude Davis. It's called Holy Ground.
Take me to the River Jordan, so very far away. I want to walk in the garden where Jesus prayed. I want to follow in his footsteps along the shores of Galilee. I want to be there on that hillside where he died for me.
Can't you feel
the angels all around?
Can't you hear that
heavenly sound? If you're standing, you should be bowing down. You're standing on holy ground. What would you give if you could have been there when the angels roll that rock away, and seen the everlasting radiance of a light much brighter than the sun upon his face? Oh, would you follow in his footsteps along the shores of Galilee? Oh, you'll be there on that hillside where he died for you and me.
Can't you feel the
angels all around?
Can't you hear that
heavenly sound? If you're standing, you should be bowing down. You're standing on holy ground.
Can't you feel the
angels all around?
Can't you hear that
heavenly sound? If you're still standing, you should be bowing down. You're standing holy ground. Yes, you're standing on holy ground.
That's Brother Claude Davis, Holy Ground. Again, continue to keep him in your prayers. He was admitted to the VA hospital the other day, a few days ago, and found out he had pneumonia. And I just saw him post right around the start of the show that he will be listening from the VA hospital in Nashville today. So God bless you, Claude, because you have blessed us today. And get better, brother. You got a lot more singing that you got to do. And I want to do a big shout out and a big God bless you to Roddy and Suzanne Boston. They say that I'm coming in loud and clear throughout the boggy bottoms of Boyd, Texas. A little bit of alliteration going on there. So I've got the Bostons listening from the boggy bottoms of Boyd, Texas. Oh, God bless you both, Roddy and Suzanne. Thank you so much for your friendship. Here's Bill and Gloria Gaither. Sweet, sweet spirit.
Thank you.
Bill and Gloria Gaither and Sweet, Sweet Spirit. Well, that Sweet, Sweet Spirit is sweeping across Kentucky, across the nation, and hopefully will continue across the world. As of, I think it was 2 o'clock this afternoon, they opened up Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky, and I think Rupp has a potential for, I'd say, 30,000. It can hold 30,000 people, pretty close to that. Let's say 28,000 and be conservative, okay? I know they can hold 28,000. Would it not be wonderful if they fill it up? If there's no more room with all the people that show up for the revival, but they are kind of continuing from Asbury. A lot of great things going on right now. But when I saw that, my brother had a post from my Aunt Joan Smith that they were doing revival, a revival at Rupp Arena. I thought, praise God. It's just absolutely wonderful. Here's Casting Crowns, Loving My Jesus.
I was a wandering soul, traveling a well-worn road, a sinner so far from home, no second chance. Inside, I heard you call my name. I felt you lift my shame, and I made a vow that day that I'd spend the rest of my life loving my Jesus, showing my scars, telling my story of how mercy can reach you where you are. And I pray the whole world hears the cry of my heart, is to see all the ones I love loving my Jesus. Sin tries to make you high, whispers that same old lie. Keep all your pain inside, 'cause no one will understand. The last thing this lost world needs is someone I'm trying to be. The truth that is face to face with the one who gave all for me. May all I have to show be all that mattered most, making your great name known. Let this be my only legacy, loving my Jesus, showing my scars, telling my story of
Casting Crowns, Loving My Jesus. Here's Michael Combs, Drinking From My Saucer.
I'm sure there were times when my faith must have got a little thin. But you know what it seemed like? One day all at once, those dark clouds broke. And that old sun, she started shining again.
So Lord, help me not to grumble and complain about the tough roads I have hoed. I'm drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. And if I should go on living, if the way gets steep and rough, I won't ask for other blessings, 'cause I'm already blessed enough. May I never be too busy to help another bear his load, and I'll keep drinking from my saucer, Lord, 'cause my cup has overflowed. Yes, I'll keep drinking from my saucer, Lord, 'cause my cup has overflowed. My cup has overflowed.
Wow, what a message. Michael Combs, Drinking from My Saucer. Here's the Kingsway Music Studio Ensemble. Give thanks with a grateful heart.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to
the garden
standing round. Then my mind goes back to that stormy night when just in time I seen the light, yes, the light from that old lighthouse that stands up there on a hill.
He has shown.
That's the Hensons and the Lighthouse. Here's Perfect Heart, Looking for the Wounded.
Behind smiling faces lies a world of hurt and pain. The happiness they show is only make-believe. For hidden deep within their minds are wounds that never heal. The abuse and rejection they receive.
They say the time's a healer, yet the pain grows day by day. And behind the walls of fear, they lead a lonely life. Lord, use me as an instrument of love that reaches out, and with compassion, lead them gently to the light.
Looking for the wounded, hopeless, broken people in despair. Looking for the wounded, those who need someone who really cares. Never let me pass them by. Lord, let me spend my time looking for the wounded on the battlefield of life. Looking for the hopeless, broken people in despair. Looking for the wounded, those who need someone who really cares. Never let me pass them by. Lord, let me spend my time looking for the wounded on the battlefield of life. Looking for the
Perfect Heart, Looking for the Wounded. Here are the Martins, Wherever You Are.
Standing at a crossroads.
you should take, and you're dreading the decision and a possible mistake. But the will of God won't lead you where the grace of God can't keep you, and you will never be out of His care. Remember that the Lord's already there. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, God is right there beside you, seeing and knowing. Wherever you go, He already knows what lies ahead and what's behind. You'll always find He's never too far from wherever.
The Martins and Wherever You Are. Here are the Happy Goodmans and How Much More, going out to Kathy Parker in Brighton, Tennessee.
If He knows when a robin falls from his nest, and He grieves when He sees it die, if He kisses the rose with the morning mist, how much more does He love you and I? If He cares for the lily in the open field and caresses each petal with dew, if He acknowledges a tree when the wind makes it kneel,
how much more does he love me and you?
If He'll take out the time
and turn the desert from its fright. And he'll carve out a river to the sea just to give the little fish one more place he can live. How much more does he love you than me? Has made a place for all that has been. I've been told, oh, I believe that it's true. He's preparing me a place that I cannot comprehend. How much more does he love me and you? How much more than a fragrant rose that he gives life in the spring? Or does he that never soars, yet he soars on the wing? If he can speak just one word to calm the angry wind, and peace be still can calm a rolling sea, then he
Happy Goodman's with the great lead vocals of Rusty Goodman and How Much More. This is the Gospel Music Buffet. It's being rebroadcast on WIHE-LP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky. That's a part of Wesley Communications. Here are the McCameys, The Shepherd's Point of View.
Shepherd's hand, the valley. disappointments will never look the same to you.
For things look different on the mountain from the shepherd's point of view. All the valley's disappointments will never look the same.
Shepherd's Point of View by the McCameys. Wasn't that beautiful? And I want to do some shout-outs real quick. I keep forgetting these. I get way into the show, surrounded by the music, the sound of the music, the words, the meaning, and it just one can get lost in it. And it's not too hard for my mind to get lost in anything anymore. But I want to do a big shout-out. A big God bless you, and I hope you're feeling much better. Temple Duncan, my cousin, who had a broken ankle and is healing right now. And her precious daughter, Cherie, had knee surgery. And I think she's on the other side of it. I haven't heard anything, but God bless you both, Temple and Cherie. And a big shout out to somebody I went to high school with. She's given me encouragement and positive reinforcement. And when you get that from your peers and those you grew up with, so to speak, It means a whole lot, especially at this stage in your life. So, Roberta Lander, God bless you. And thank you so much for all your kind comments. And let's see, I want to do a shout out to Jane Whitus and her husband, Herschel, in Somerset, Kentucky. Now, these folks listen by way of recording. I'll record the program. Hopefully, it records okay. And then I send them the link to it. Jenna and Carl Wheeler, and they have been going through so much down in the New South Wales and Corriwa, Australia, floods and then bad storms and heat and just all kinds of terrible things. So please keep them in your prayers. But I do want to do a big shout out and a big God bless you, and you're so appreciated, Jenna and Carl Wheeler. Jamie and Sonny Denny listen down in Somerset, Kentucky, out in the community of Elihu. That's right outside of Somerset. They live in a place called Cabin Hollow, and they're just super, super fine people. Think the world of them. Going to do a big shout-out to Herschel Whitaker, and Herschel's bouncing right back again. And I got to do a shout-out to his precious daughter, Diana, and her precious husband, Bobby. And let's see. Oh, I want to do a shout out to Sue and Jack Shelton. Sue and Jack, I've known, as you've heard me say, for many, many years. And thank you, Sue and Jack, for your support throughout the years of prayer and encouragement. Encouragement means, you know, so much, especially if you're doing something out of it's a labor of love, right? When you get encouragement, that's your fuel or your stove, so to speak, that keeps your fire lit and keeps you burning. And I want to do a shout out also to Teresa Cook, and that is Sue Shelton's sister, and her other sister, Connie Gibson, also listens to the program when I send the program to them, and I try to do that every week. But now Connie had something posted on her page the other day. You know, this great thing going on throughout Kentucky and other states too with revival. But she shared a post from one of her friends called Jessica Tate. This was so exciting. Jessica said, "So far, I've heard of at least 20 locations where God's presence is being experienced in a powerful way. In some places, the worship hasn't stopped for days. In others, there's been mass repentance or spontaneous intercession. I don't want anyone to feel pressure to have a long service where we're all competing to see who can go the longest, but instead, let's pay attention to the season." Several days ago, she says, I was praying and the Lord took me to Isaiah 55 where he said, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. She said, we're in a moment where God is pouring out his spirit. Don't miss the season. It doesn't mean you have to have a service that lasts for weeks, but rather both privately and corporately, pursue him like never before. It's the season to set aside even more time for worship and intercession. It's the time to put your ear to his heartbeat and see what he's wanting to do in your life, your family, and your community. And that really touched me. It excites me. I sit here awestruck. I don't have the words to describe the way I feel. And to see everyone coming out and see everyone worshiping, to see people being saved and people rededicating their lives is just, it's just absolutely, unbelievably wonderful. And we're going to keep on praying. We're going to keep on praying for revival to continue throughout our state, throughout our country, and throughout the world. Here's Ivan Parker.
Mississippi roll, picking up momentum till the raging flood unfolds. Rushing through Missouri, down the Arkansas Ravine, moving out of Memphis, all the way to New Orleans. His mercy's overflowing, streaming from his precious blood. His blessings from the fountain, spilling like a roaring tide. Overwhelms my spirit like swimming in the ocean wide. Yeah.
Rushing and a flood until all of a sudden is washing all over.
That's Ivan Parker, Love is Like a River, sending that out to Phyllis Ashcraft.
Greatly blessed and highly favored, imperfect but forgiven child of God. Greatly blessed and highly favored, imperfect but forgiven child of God. Greatly blessed.
That's the Gaither Vocal Band accompanying Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers, and Greatly Blessed, Highly Favored. Here's Greater Vision, Looking for the Grace.
Looking for the greatest escape. I'm looking for the grace.
Greater Vision, Looking for the Grace. Big shout out to Sue Stevens, who has joined us now down in Somerset, Kentucky. God bless you, Sue. Thank you so much for tuning in. Karen Peck and New River, that's why they call it grace. Here are the inspirations. He made a change.
From the very first day I entered this world, I was in sin. My life had no hope, I could not find peace within. Came and died so I could go free. I opened my heart, I let him come and live down inside of me. He made a change in my soul. He
made a change.
When I was stumbling down sin's road, he turned me around.
Saved me and turned me around.
Now I am
standing on solid ground, and I am heaven bound. I am so glad he made a change down deep in my soul. Change.
When I was stumbling down sin's road, he turned me around.
Saved me and turned me around.
Now I am
standing on solid ground, and I am heaven bound. I am so glad he made a change down deep in my soul. On solid ground, and I am heaven bound. I am so glad he made a change
down deep in my soul.
Down deep in my soul, he made a change.
The Inspirations. Here's Jason Crabb, Just As I Am.
What it means to be human, flesh and bone, the spirit and the soul. If I cannot earn your love by trying to measure up, why do I think I'd lose it in the lows? Somehow you see through my heart, and you welcome me with open arms.
Just as I am, in the good, in the bad, you still understand, and you never stop loving me. Just as I am, with the heart of the Father, and grace like no other, you never stop loving me. Just as I am,
you've been patient with my wondering, always knowing what I need. With a gentle hand, you show me where to go. No, there hasn't been a moment you weren't calling out to me. I heard your voice and now I'm coming home.
Just as I am, in the good and the bad, you still understand that you never stop loving me. Just as I am, with the heart of the Father, and grace like no other, oh, you'll never stop loving me, oh, just as I am.
I just want to say thank you, thank you. Thank you for loving me. I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for loving me. I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for loving me. I just want to say thank you.
Jason Crabb, Just As I Am. Here are the tallies. Too much to gain, to lose. The tallies and too much to gain to lose. Would you pray with me, please? Heavenly Father, as we approach your throne of grace today, Lord, we pray that revival continues to sweep across our state, to sweep across our nation, and to sweep across our world. Father, we pray for safe travel blessings for those attending the revival underway at Rupp Arena. And Lord, please help each person that attends become a vessel that will carry your message of love, your message of grace, your message of mercy, and help them, Lord, to boldly share that message with the world. Bless each of them, Lord, and let them become a shining beacon to a sometimes very dark world. Heavenly Father, we continue to lift up the names of Claude Davis, Tom Joyce, Sue Estes, Pat Miller, Sheila Maxwell, Linda Kendall, Ben Foster, Terry Drake, Kathy Myers, Temple Duncan, Mary Lou Foster, Sue Stevens, Marissa Elder, Ed Snell, Luke Ambergy, and Lori Gallagher. Lord, they're all a part of or are directly connected to our listening family, all needing strength and healing, and some needing a little more peace and comfort, Lord, that only you can provide, a peace that surpasses all understanding. Father, I ask you to please bless all of our first responders. Bless all of our frontline medical personnel battling highly contagious diseases every day. Bless all of our soldiers stationed throughout the world, Lord, and give them wise and give them godly leaders. And Lord, please bless each one who listened today and bless those who will listen to the recorded broadcast. Thank you, Lord. Thank you again for your love, your grace, and your mercy that renews every day. And Father, thank you for the ability to spread that message with all these wonderful gospel songs. Lead, guide, and direct us each day in every way, in everything that we do. And Lord, forgive me where I have failed you. I ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
My story, and I touch. He's still the Almighty, the unchanging God of power. He's still showing up. I don't know when, I don't know how, but I know this much.
The Tribute Quartet with a great message. The healer hasn't lost his touch. You have been listening to the Gospel Music Buffet. It'll be rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky. That's a part of Wesley Communications. My name is Frank Crabtree. It has been my pleasure, but most of all, it has been my blessing to bring you this program tonight and every Sunday. And of course, I get wrapped up in the programming, and I miss a lot of the posts and the comments. And Brother Claude Davis posted a comment here. The most important thing about it is that he asked for prayer for his friend named Stuart. And I'm going to add Stuart to my prayer list, Brother Claude. And we're going to be praying for strength and for healing for Stuart and for peace and comfort for him. But Claude said, the nurses seem to find reasons to stop by and listen. My roommate is very interested, but very ill. His name is Stuart. And could use prayers if you have time. I appreciate prayers and songs. God bless all of you. God bless you too, Claude. You're in my prayers every day. And, oh my goodness, let's see. Here's another post just made about 60 seconds ago. I see Bobby and Diana Lyons were listening tonight. And let's see. And Sue Estes says, tell Stuart, oh, bless her heart, that our prayers are for a reversal and turnaround, for a healing miracle for his spirit, his soul, emotions, hurt, sickness, and relationships. And special Kentucky revival fire, love, joy, peace, strength, and hope to Claude and all of the hospital staff. In the name of Jesus, amen. What a beautiful prayer. Thank you, Sue. God bless you. And God bless each and every one of you. And if you would please remember me in your prayers this week. I'm going in for some imaging. I had some tests run about 6 months ago. And they're following up. And we just pray that the imaging doesn't show anything bad. And I hate going in, not because of the test, you know, I mean, that's, you know, that's not that big a deal, but the fact that there are so many people out there right now who are, you know, down with the flu and down with COVID again. And that I tend to stay a little bit isolated, which is not really good for your mental health, but I don't see many people except my wife, you know. And I do that to try to stay as well as I can. So, you know, I just want to make it through without catching any COVID. And they found a couple of cysts the last time on the kidneys. They're going to check them and see if they've grown anymore. And if they haven't, they're not giving me any problems. And we move up and just keep up and keep going and hanging in there for as long as God gives me time, you know, on this earth. The program for me is so special, and when I open up the mic, sometimes I feel tongue-tied, and you know that's not a Frank Crabtree trait, but it's the reverence with which I hold this music and the programming and you guys, my listeners out there, because I'm not dealing with just emotions of happiness and, you know, to get you up and get you feeling good like you can with the secular music. But we're talking about eternity. We're talking about souls. We're talking about people that are having pain right now. Physical pain, emotional pain, And I struggle sometimes during the show to make sure and pray. I say, God, please give me the song I need to be playing right now to uplift someone out there, to bless someone out there, to give someone a needed message that they're searching for, and try to remain as receptive as I can. And sometimes it just overpowers me. But just keep praying for me that I will be healthy enough and to do the program and to do it consistently. We haven't missed too many in a little over a year. So this is one program that I tried to do. And if I'm not ever here on a Sunday, you know there's a good reason for Frank not showing up, okay? God bless each and every one of you. I hope this is a wonderful week for you. Thank you again so much for listening. I covet your prayers. Going out with Elvis Presley and Evening Prayer.
If I have wounded any soul today, if I have caused one's foot to go astray, if I oh.